Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and about you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, cash flow, that prosperity now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about creating a life of meaning and purpose and creating a ripple effect to the lives of others, because as you prosper financially, you can be a bigger blessing and create a greater impact in the world around you. Guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you. Thank you for binging and sharing and creating your own ripple effects wherever you are. Special shout out to those of you guys for creating ripple effects out in South Korea. I don't know what you guys are doing out there, but apparently we have a growing audience in South Korea out there. So shout out to you guys. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's a great ebook on there, Beyond Rice and Beans, you can download, especially if you want to find out how my average clients have found $34,000 a year. Now, a lot of this has been passive income, but a lot of it's been finding the cash so you can invest. So guys, go check that out and download it today. All right, guys. So today I really want to get into just what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing a huge amount of people out there really speculating, right? Like really going into the markets. There might be day trading, trying different things like that, whether it be the stock market or Bitcoin or whatever it might be, or cryptos and things of that nature. But I want to get to that more because I want you to know that I understand if you're in this camp, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm also going to provide a huge word of warning, because if trading, it might be your path, right? It could be a good path for you, but I want to give you some warning and some reality checks here at this. Okay. So just give you some background. Again, you guys know that I used to be the traditional financial advisor, mainstream, the guy in a suit. Well, about partway in, and this is the part I don't always share in my story because I don't want to digress too much, but partway in, one of the reasons I dropped my securities license was because I had the opportunity to teach people how to trade stocks and options. And this was with a really large company. They're much more famous for doing real estate investing. If you heard of Russ Whitney, I worked at a company that taught about trading stocks and options. Well, pretty much I was at that point, I had to choose. Do I keep my securities license or drop it? Because the broker dealer I was with said, hey, we don't want you teaching. Even though you're teaching, you're not advising, it seems too close. So I said, well, mutual funds kind of suck, I found out lately. So, all right, I'm going with this. So I actually taught people how to trade stocks and options for about 3 or 4 years, actually. I taught probably about 200 plus one-on-one students how to trade stocks and options. Now, and the amazing thing is, I mean, these people would pay anywhere from like $10,000, $15,000 all the way up to $50,000 plus to learn this kind of stuff. And the common thread, it was always the same. Hey, I want to learn how to trade. I want to make money on my own time. Some people even said, I don't even want to deal with people. That's why I'm doing this. So I do something from behind the computer and make money. And a lot of them really had dollar signs in their eyes. They were looking for those huge things because they would go to the seminar, right? Some big seminar. Nowadays, you don't even have to go to seminars. You just see webinars online and you're turned on to it. But back then, people would go to live seminars that they would put on. And eventually that little mini seminar would upsell you to like a $97 seminar for 3 days. And you go to those 3 days and that's when they pitch you on this $25,000, $50,000 program to learn from the best. And so I worked with that company when people would finally get sold down that route. Now, here's the thing is when you were trading, and it got to the point where, you know, as I gained experience myself and I started to see the people that were teaching, not just the people up on stage. The people up on stage, by the way, sometimes, not all the time, but I knew one in particular, she got thrown in prison for making false claims up on stage. Actually, it was a big, big deal. And it put her in prison. It repossessed everything she had. She had a nice, literally like a castle, like home up on the hill. And that was foreclosed on and everything because of what happened. Because she would make false claims. Like, for example, I had a client, person I was working with, a coaching client I was working with, and they came to me, they said, Chris, so this woman, and this was in August of that year, right? She said, this woman says she hasn't lost on a single trade yet. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to call a little bull because either one, she's lying, or two, she made a couple of trades, won on them early in the year, and then stopped trading the rest of the year. And that was it. And so she didn't lose technically on any trades, just kind of stretch the truth a little bit. But I said, guaranteed, if you're going to do this, you're going to lose money. In fact, I told every client that came in, very first time they came in, I was like a salesperson's nightmare because I would say, listen, if you're doing this program, you are not an investor, you're a gambler. You're not an investor, you're a gambler because you have zero control of the situation that's going on in the markets. You're basically just riding waves, but nothing you can do can ensure that you will make money. You will lose money, guaranteed, and you will make money, hopefully. But you'll definitely lose money for sure. So if you're okay with that, knowing that you're really just a gambler, not an investor, then we should keep working forward, you know, moving forward with this. And like I said, and like I've told people before, like only one person actually backed out. And I don't know if it's even because of that conversation. They just decided to get their money back. But that's, most people just said, yep, I'll accept that risk. Teach me how to gamble. And I said, great. Well, my job is to teach you how to gamble with the least amount of risk possible. How do we make sure that you have more gains than losses? And you don't have to, that's a crazy thing. If you have big gains and small losses, right? If you can really minimize your losses and maximize your gains, you can actually lose and be wrong more times than you're right and still make money. But here's one thing I want you guys to understand. If you're out there trading in the markets, whatever market they are, crypto, stocks, options, whatever, if you're in those markets trading right now, here's the thing I will tell you is that do not expect a much higher return than about 20 to 25% a year. If you can even make 20 or 25% a year consistently, I'm talking about year over year. I'm not talking about in 1 month or 1 week or 1 day, because I hear all people all the time saying like, I made this much in the last few months. Doesn't matter. What really matters is at the end of the road, what does it really equate to? And it doesn't matter what's on paper. Until you sell, you haven't made anything. So until you've actually transacted and gotten out of that trade, you haven't made any money. So don't say you've made X amount of dollars when you haven't sold yet, because you only win after you've sold, after you've gotten out of that trade, if that full transaction is gone and you've got the profits out of it. Until you've gotten your profits out, you haven't won anything. And what I'm seeing a lot of people, especially those in the crypto space, are saying like, yeah, I've made hundreds of percent, thousands of percent. Good for you. Have you sold it yet? If not, you've made nothing. You've made zero. Now, you're on paper, it might look like you've made some growth. But until you sell out of those trades, out of the particular investments, you've made zero. Okay? Understand what I'm saying here? Because until you've sold, it's not real. It's just numbers on a piece of paper. It's not real until the money's back in your hands. Now you might say, yeah, but Chris, I buy Bitcoin and money is not really valuable anyways. Doesn't matter, because until you're out of something that's volatile like that, you have made squat, okay? So that's my big thing. Now here's what I'm gonna tell you is that if you're trading in these markets, you are not an investor, right? Just like I told these people, you are not an investor at all. True investors look for ways to add value to an investment. True investor, even guys, people would say, oh, Warren Buffett trades. No, he doesn't. He buys controlling interest in companies. He brings in his team to ensure his investment is protected. He's on the board of directors to make sure he has power in some of those decision-making processes, sometimes even full control in some of those decision-making processes. And then he controls an investment. That is what an investor does. Traders ride waves. If you're just riding market waves, trying to buy low, sell high, do that kind of stuff, you're not an investor. Investors do not believe in taking high risk, create high returns. That is a false, it's a lie. It's 100% lie. There is no such thing as high risk creates high returns. That's like saying, hey, the highest risk I can take is going to buy a lottery ticket where I have a 1 in a 200 million chance of winning, but the returns are huge. Yeah, high risk creates high returns, but the truth is you're going to lose pretty much almost every time. A 99% chance of losing does not mean you have a 99% chance of winning. It means you have a 1% chance of winning. And you might win big, but likelihood is you're going to lose big. And you're going to lose almost every time. Same thing when you're trying to trade in the markets. And I'll tell you, even after I taught people how to trade, it didn't mean that they could make money afterwards. Even though they had all the right tools to do it right, all the right strategies to do it right, it didn't mean they have the emotional discipline. It didn't mean that they didn't get bitten by the greed bug or the fear bugs and make bad decisions. Emotions still come as a play with this. By the way, just so you know, if you're trading in the markets, you're competing with 90% just AI. You're dealing with this artificial intelligence that's actually making these trades based on searching for, you know, like different keywords and things in like news articles and things like that. Seriously, there's very few humans actually doing the investing nowadays. Now it's purely based on AI and what little keywords they're putting in and helping trigger buys or sells. That's all it is. You're trying to compete with something that works at the speed of whatever, speed of processing. And you're just dealing with your little brain trying to make these moves. So again, if you're trading in these markets, you're not an investor. You are a pure gambler and speculator. Now that's okay. You can make money doing that. And if you love it, here's the one thing I have noticed. Out of those 200 people I taught, the ones that actually kept improving, that maybe did get up towards like a 15, 20% plus average return long-term on their trades, those people were people that loved the game. They loved it regardless if they made money or not. They just thought it was fun. They didn't care if they made money. They just loved it so much that they didn't mind doing it. Just so you know, it's not a passive thing, but you're actively doing it. Even if you're not day trading, even if you were swing trading, like I taught people to do, where maybe you manage it 20, 30 minutes a day, you still have to manage it 20, 30 minutes a day. You have to babysit it. Even if you put stop loss, you know, even put certain limits and things like that in there, it doesn't matter. The thing is that all these things can be an issue. But if you're trading and you're buying and selling and doing this kind of stuff, whether it's longer term, shorter term, doesn't matter. If you're riding and banking on waves, if you're banking on speculation, you're a speculator. You're not an investor. You are a gambler. And you might not like to hear that, but it's true. You are a pure 100% gambler. If you're okay with that, then accept it and just move on. But understand that true wealth is not created from gambling. Just know that, by the way, guys like Warren Buffett or even George Soros, we'll even use him as a better example of someone who might trade. He does more of the foreign exchange stuff. He's obviously on the billionaires list. Think of it. You don't see traders on these lists, on the billionaires list, do you? Now, George Soros got there, but understand he's been doing this for 50 plus years. And his average return has been about 25%. George Soros and his team, some of the best out there, averaging 25%. 25%, guys, not 100 plus percent. By the way, I had somebody reach out to me last year. They say, Chris, I'm getting paid 10% a month because this guy is investing in options. I'm like, you just lost your money. It's gone. It's not going to be around because no one can sustain 10% a month. And for them to have profit, they have to make more than 10% a month. It's not sustainable. It's basically a Ponzi scheme at that point. So do not buy into those kind of speculative, crappy little ventures that someone says, I'll make you 4, 5, 6% a month, guaranteed. It's not going to happen. Because if they did, put into a calculator. If you're not sure, if you don't believe me, go put into a compound interest calculator, put in someone who's making 50% return on 100,000, just 100,000, not even adding any money to it, just reinvesting the interest at 50% a year. Watch what happens to that 100%, that $100,000. It's going to become multi-tens of millions of dollars. Now, if you even earn 100% a year, put that in on just 100,000 bucks, 100% a year. Guys, you would be richer than Bezos in a matter of a couple decades. No one that's been trading the markets have become richer than someone like Bezos, okay? Or anybody else on that Forbes list, okay? That's not happening. Like I said, George Soros is probably one of the better examples, and he's done about 25% average per year. If you look at his year-by-year average, that's it. So if you think that somehow you're going to get rich off of doing this, you got another thing coming. By the way, you don't have leverage. You don't have the ability to do that because margin trading doesn't count using your margin accounts. And by the way, for some of you listening to this right now, you might be like, Chris, I don't know what you're talking about. That's fine. I want you to understand the principle that gambling does not create wealth. Okay. You know, so especially if you're trying to gamble with debt, and you can't really do that in trading anyways. You can use margin accounts. I had a client who actually did this, a coaching client, not a current coaching client, but back in the stock trading days, right? Client who decided that after our first week, we had usually like 16 calls we did on a weekly basis. After the first week or two, he decided to jump the gun and buy into an option because he was sure it was going to go up. That option tanked. What happened though is because he decided to trade on margin. Now, when you have a margin account, if you have, say, $10,000 sitting in a trading account, they'll let you use up to $20,000 to leverage and borrow. So you're using 10,000 of the company's money that you're trading with, you know, whether it's TD Ameritrade or whoever you're using, you can use 10,000 of money, but the control to tell you when to sell. In fact, they will sell for you if it goes down too much. So they ensure that they get at least that $10,000 back. So they make sure it doesn't go below 50% because if they did, they lost their money, right? They can't get it back. So they triggered his when it got down about 45% loss on his option. That means that they got their money back, but he lost about 90, 95% of his money. So he lost almost everything. The guy, I swear, was almost, he was so depressed. I was worried if he was even going to show up again, you know, on his calls because he was just destroyed because it took pretty much everything he had in one shot, just like that. And of course, when they got all their money back, he was left with almost nothing because it, again, double the losses. He was hoping for double the gains. It did the opposite, right? Again, gambling and speculating. And especially if everybody's telling you to buy that thing, if you're hearing a lot of people say, this is the thing to do, you should buy crypto, that's the time not to buy crypto or certain types of crypto. I'm not saying all are this way. I'm just saying, just like in this guy's case, you're gambling. Now, someone might say, I'm better than that. I'm more disciplined. I got my trading rules. That's fantastic. But the truth is, you're still not going to be free. Because I've had people that actually have been professional traders hire me on the other side to say, Chris, help me create passive income because I can't do it trading in these markets. I'm still babysitting and I know I can make more money elsewhere. These are people that are professionals. These are people doing it professionally, even helping others do it professionally, saying the same thing. Chris, how do I create passive income where I don't have to keep working for all this stuff? And so we've done that. That's the key, guys. Real wealth is created when you do it right. When you take low risks and you lower your risk as much as you can, you try to mitigate risk to near zero to create higher returns. Real investors look for ways to create value. They look for ways to have control of the returns, to reduce risk, to increase gains by their own control. That's why like real estate investing is amazing. If you think about it, even if you're not the one managing your property, like I don't manage my own properties, but the truth is that I can still call the shots. If something goes on with the market, I can call a shot to say, hey, let's change this or do that. It's not like I'm riding a wave. By the way, real estate markets don't go up and down like stocks do on a day-to-day basis. It takes months for things to change. You know, we're seeing crazy stuff happening right now, and it's taken months to get there, and it's still going. And so it's a very slow move anyways. So I'm not saying there's no risk, but what I'm saying is I can control my risk. I can minimize risks and things like that. You know, for example, with renting, want to get a good property management company. If you have a bad one, your risks go up. You get a good one, you're good. Other thing is, hey, when I buy it with leverage, I'm only, of course, doing the minimal amount, 20% down or 25% down with 75 to 80% loan. If the market goes down, I can still get my money, at least some of my money back out, but I can at least pay off the mortgage. But if I can do that, great. As long as it's cash flowing, I don't care about selling. Even if the market goes down, I'm making cash flow. By the way, if it does happen, sometimes people end up going more to rentals anyways, and rental markets go up like it did the last recession. So there's different ways I can change my risk. Now, if I just throw money at some market, what kind of control do I have? When to buy and sell? That's not real control. Well, I pick the fund. So if you pick the fund, it doesn't mean that you can do anything to make the return better. You can't say, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you guys some advice in your company, with your stock company. I can give you some advice. If you take it, you'll make another 10% and boost up my returns. You have zero control. Nothing you do is working. You are merely just riding a roller coaster, hoping you got on the bottom and not the top. That's all you're doing. Again, you're speculating and gambling. Real wealth is not created there. Evidence has been shown that this doesn't happen. You don't see those people in the Forbes, the richest people in the world list, do you? You don't see in the 400 or 500 top people. You see everybody else that's either one, been creating value through their business, or two, they haven't been doing it through investments. It's usually like because they own an investment business, like a real estate or an oil business or something like that, where they manage and control it. It's through their business means, through their investments, but they're not the typical investments that the average American's been told to do. It's not made buying stocks, options, buying into crypto. That's not it, guys. And by the way, even if you see people get on the list for crypto, it's not probably not going to be there very long, okay? The smart ones have already gotten out. They already say, hey, I made my money. I bailed. I got my money out and now I'm moving on to the next thing because now everybody wants to buy it. When it's popular, that's the time never to buy it. Again, investors aren't looking to do that kind of stuff anyways. Even if somebody gets lucky once, if they try to do the same thing again, replicate it, they'll lose the next time. At some point, they will lose their wealth because again, they think that gambling was the answer and it's not. It didn't work for me when I started to do it with real estate in the last recession. When I started getting overconfident, thinking that real estate only goes up, and I didn't care about cash flow anymore. I was just hoping to make money on appreciation. That's where I got caught. You know, I tried to do dumb things in my business, like not keep cash reserves in place, trying to do dumb things where I was cutting off multiple streams of income to focus on one stream of income. That's not a smart thing to do in many, many cases. So again, you can gamble so many different ways. An investor looks for how can I create value? How can I control this investment to give me better returns and lower my risks? They're looking for those true principles of economics behind it, not figuring out whether the stochastics of the MACD tell me, or what's the trend line say. We're not looking at that kind of thing, or the moving averages. We're not looking at that stuff. Investors don't care. Investors focus on how can I control my investment to ensure I get paid? That is what true investors do. Don't be a beggar. You pretty much will become a beggar if you become a speculator investor. Don't become that way. Focus on how to become a true investor. Don't let the fear of missing out, that FOMO, get you in the marketplace. It's intoxicating. By the way, just so you know, I bought Bitcoin. I bought some Bitcoin, very small amount that I didn't care if I lost everything. But you know, when it went up, because I bought it about 6,000 an ounce, it's not gold, 6,000 per Bitcoin. When I bought it at that point, I sold out and took out a 10% profit plus all my principal. I'm only letting the gains stay in the market now. So I don't care if Bitcoin goes to zero. I still made at least 10% on my Bitcoin in the last few years. Great. I'll take it. I could sell it all out now, and I might soon. You never know. But in the meantime, I don't care. But again, that's not money I have to ensure that I'm going to make any kind of wealth from. I'm making my wealth in certain things. This is why I invest in my business. This is why I invest in real estate and other things that are more certain and controlled. That is where real wealth can be made. Answer is always different for each one of you, but there is an answer for every one of you. That's the thing I can guarantee, as not in speculating, as not in being a gambler. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.